USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six states had primary balloting on Tuesday. The biggest upset was in the 14th congressional district race in the state of New York. Longtime Congressman Joe Crowley losing his bid for an 11th term to an activist, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says she represents working class Americans.
My family's been here for three generations, and I knew my community. I knew that this was possible.
Not surprisingly, former presidential contender Mitt Romney is a step closer to the U.S. Senate, winning yesterday's primary in Utah to succeed Senator Orrin Hatch. A federal judge orders the government to reunite immigrant kids and parents who were separated at the Mexican border. The decision requires the government to reunite parents and children under five within 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Robert Wilkie to be on Capitol Hill today for a confirmation hearing to become Veterans Affairs Chief. He currently works at the Defense Department and served as acting VA Chief in the past. He was nominated by President Trump after the President's previous pick, Dr. Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, pulled his name out of the running. Two coaches who served as security monitors at the South Florida high school where a gunman killed 17 people in February, losing their jobs now for not doing enough to prevent the massacre.
Andrew Medina and David Taylor will no longer be employed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, after the Broward County School Board voted to terminate them without any discussion. In an interview Medina gave to investigators shortly after the shooting, he said he saw accused shooter Nicholas Cruz but didn't confront him or issue a code red. Taylor said he also saw Cruz on campus but lost track of him.
That's Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The nation's attorney general says those who are criticizing President Trump's immigration policies and strong border approach are radicals.
The rhetoric we hear from the other side on this issue, as on many others, has become radicalized. We hear views on television today that are on the lunatic fringe, frankly.
Speaking at a law enforcement summit in Los Angeles yesterday, AG Jeff Sessions also said that the administration is working hard to end family separations at the Mexican border, but ultimately they need Congress to pass an immigration overhaul. On that note, the House is expected to vote today on what's called a compromise immigration bill crafted by Republicans that would keep migrant families from being separated. House GOP Whip Steve Scalise says the bill would also pay for President Trump's border wall and would strengthen immigration enforcement inside the United States. A mistaken report of a hijacking prompts police to swarm a departing JetBlue flight out of New York's JFK Airport last night. It seems the pilot wanted to report a problem with the plane's radio, but mistakenly used a code that meant hijacking. And today is National HIV Testing Day. The CDC says 1.1 million Americans are living with the virus associated with AIDS, and that 1 in 7 don't know they have it, and everyone from 13 to 64 should get tested. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.